The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live,
looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. I love this story. Well, I love most of it. Drew Brees, the quarterback for the New Orleans Saints, has gone out on a limb. And it has caused him quite a bit of grief. He is getting a lot of pushback. He is being attacked. He is being condemned. What terrible, horrible, awful, grievous thing did Drew Brees do? Well, he encouraged teenagers to do something. And people are upset. People are very upset by what Drew Brees encouraged teenagers. Well, it gets worse. Not just teenagers, but even younger people. People as young as elementary school. Drew Brees has encouraged a certain activity, and people are all bent out of shape. What has he encouraged young people to do? Bring their Bibles to school. Bring your Bible to school. Here's the story. New Orleans Saints star quarterback Drew Brees is taking heat from a lot of left-leaning media after he was featured in a recent video clip shared by the socially conservative Christian organization Focus on the Family, encouraging kids to bring their Bibles to school. Founded by the conservative evangelical leader and psychologist Dr. James Dobson, Focus on the Family shared the video in question. Don't you love that? In question. Last week, as part of its promotion of the October 3rd Bring Your Bible to School Day. Bring Your Bible to School Day was launched in 2014 by Focus on the Family to encourage students to, quote, celebrate religious freedom and share God's love with their friends. This is a great thing that Focus has done. And again, they began it in 2014. It has grown exponentially every year since then. And I believe they're projecting that over 1 million kids will actually take their Bible to their school on October 3rd, private school, Christian school, and yes, public school. And I love what the ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom, is doing for so many people. The Alliance Defending Freedom has offered absolutely free legal support to any student who is prevented from participating. The last couple of years, some school districts have implied to students, no, you can't do that. That's a religious and separation of church and state, and you can't bring your Bible to school. Well, they can. Any student, any school, any place can bring a Bible if they want to. And the Alliance Defending Freedom is offering pro bono, free legal support to any student in America who is prevented from participating in Bring Your Bible to School Day. Now, this video that's causing so much consternation and controversy is a whopping 22 seconds long. That's it. It is titled Shout Out from Drew Brees. In the 22-second video, Drew Brees shares that one of his favorite Bible verses is 2 Corinthians 5:7, which states, "For we live by faith and not by sight." And he says this, "So I want to encourage you to live out your faith on Bring Your Bible to School Day and share God's love with friends. I want you to know you are not alone." Well, some left-leaning websites are all bent out of shape because they say that Drew Brees is supporting an organization that is homophobic, bigoted, hate-mongers. Why? Well, because Focus on the Family has taken a stand on traditional marriage. Mm-hmm. They have also taken the very, very scientific stand that gender is binary, male and female. That's all. One of the loudest opponents is what's called the Big Easy magazine. They call themselves unapologetically progressive. It's a New Orleans-based outlet that covers a number of topics. And they are just downright attacking Drew Brees for having anything to do with Focus on the Family. Good for him. Good for Drew Brees. May his tribe increase. And by the way, he is very aware of the opposition and has no intention of backing down on encouraging kids to bring their Bible to school. But think about that. Think about the change in America in just the last few years, where a sports athlete who simply encourages kids to take a Bible with them to school is condemned. Wow. Here's a warning about Netflix. Believe it or not, some of you are going to laugh. Joy and I just discovered recently we have Netflix. We didn't know. We had no idea. Our son was over and clicking through the TV and so forth and says, "You guys ever watch Netflix?" "No, we don't have it." "Oh yeah, here it is. You know, we have Netflix." Didn't know that. And since we have learned that we have Netflix, I think we have watched two programs, I think. But anyway, I'm sure there's a lot of really, really good stuff on Netflix. There's a bunch of really, really bad stuff. One Netflix series is 13 Reasons Why. Never heard of it. Never heard of it, but it is a Netflix series. 13 Reasons Why. It stars Ann Winters as a pregnant teen by the name of Chloe. Well, as part of the plot of 13 Reasons Why, the central character, Chloe, again played by Ann Winters, is tricked into going to a crisis pregnancy center. Yeah, like PDHC here in Columbus. There are crisis pregnancy centers all over the country. You and I have supported Heartbeat International right here in Columbus that supports thousands of pregnancy decision centers all over the country. Well, this Netflix series basically implies that all these people do is trick pregnant women to give them an anti-abortion agenda and basically abuse them emotionally. Oh, my goodness. According to Entertainment Weekly, as part of the plot, it says, as if that wasn't traumatizing enough for her, once Chloe does find a real doctor to perform her abortion, an anti-abortion activist wearing a fake escort vest tries to push more propaganda on her. So the crisis pregnancy center is called a fake clinic. And then a fake escort tries to talk this girl out of getting an abortion. But the girl, the teenage girl, actually goes ahead and has her abortion. And the series talks about how wonderful it was. Very slanted against the pro-life movement. So just, we say this all the time, please be discerning. Please be discerning with what you watch on TV. Don't just soak in the garbage and the trash. Why? Be discerning. Listen, think, and discern. So if you have Netflix and watch Netflix, just be careful. Just be careful. Remember the song I was taught when I was a kid? Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. Just as true today.
This is Bob Burney Live.
There are just so many mind-boggling things going on right now in our culture, our society, the political world, the social world, and I mean just mind-blowing, mind-boggling, crazy, insane, inside-out, upside-down things. For instance, the progressive liberal left has now determined that anybody who does not agree with them on any issue, it doesn't make any difference, gender, transsexualism, same-sex marriage, and abortion. If you do not agree, if you do not walk in lockstep with the progressive liberal left, you are a racist and probably a white supremacist. Now, if you're not aware of this, and if you're a regular listener, you are. Several pro-abortion groups recently, including Planned Parenthood and a bunch of others, have said opposition to abortion is based in white supremacy and racism. Now, number one, that's not true. But number two, that's insane. That's absolutely insane. And I've said this before, and I'm being a little repetitious from something that I covered last week, but it's intentional, and I'll tell you why in just a moment. You think about this. If white supremacists were really white supremacists, they would be the biggest backers of abortion in America. Why? Because more black babies are aborted than any other race. There's a huge disproportionate number of black babies that are aborted compared to whites. So if you are really a white supremacist or the ever-popular white nationalist, then you would want to get rid of as many black babies as you possibly could because you don't want those black people compromising. You know what I mean. All right. So on its face, it is totally insane. It is crazy. But remember, the liberal left does not deal with facts or truth or even logic or reason, emotion and hysteria. The reason I bring that up is an editorial by a pro-life woman. And I just realized when I stapled my story together, I don't have her name. I had her name, but I think it's back on my desk. Oh, well, anyway, I want you to listen to this editorial. She begins by saying, I'm black and white. I'm biracial. So was Frederick Douglass, the famed abolitionist. I was conceived in rape. So was Frederick Douglass. As an adoptee and adoptive father, I'm sorry, I said it was a woman, it's a man. I fight for human dignity and for our God-given equality. So did Frederick Douglass. To many on the left, I don't even exist. Black pro-lifers apparently don't exist. In fact, they think I should have been aborted. Imagine the same if the inimitable Frederick Douglass were so easily discarded. The sin of racism in the form of brutal institution of slavery would probably have continued to dehumanize and destroy for many more years. Mainstream media refused to tell the truth about slavery during Douglas' time. He had to start his own newspaper called the North Star to do the job that so-called journalists refused to do in his time. Today, I'm passionate about providing truth in my creative content and thoroughly researched articles that, like Douglas, are fearless, factual, and freeing. My columns are my North Star. Mainstream media was fake news then and largely remains fake news now. That's why the Washington Post can publish tripe like Marissa Brostoff's deranged "How White Nationalists Align with the Anti-Abortion Movement." They make yellow journalism look legit. Now, he goes on and says, let me skip several paragraphs because I'm running out of time. Abortion is the leading killer of black lives in America. It outnumbers the top 15 causes of death combined. Can I read that again? Abortion is the leading killer of black lives in America, outnumbering the top 15 causes of death combined. But we're supposed to celebrate this as some perverse form of justice. In fact, they have a name for it. Reproductive justice. So when more black babies are aborted in New York City than born alive, it's not racism, it's feminism. We're supposed to pretend that the reportedly ubiquitous white supremacy that allegedly stains every facet of American life doesn't apply to an industry birthed in eugenic racism, which disproportionately kills black and brown lives. Wow. It is a powerful, powerful editorial. And the headline, Planned Parenthood kills 247 black babies every day. But the media calls white people, pro-lifers, racist. Thought-provoking and very, very true. Good stuff. Folks, truth and science are always on our side. Always on our side.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.